On a humid Wednesday in July, Kathy Cronin crouches in Pierce Creek in the city of Binghamton. The creek empties into the Susquehanna River, just upstream from the city water treatment plant. Houses line the creek banks, and the sounds of the freeway can drown out the creek's churn. Cronin, who lives in Binghamton, dips a small electronic meter into the water. Scott Laufer, another local resident, is standing just downstream, waiting for the results.
All right, we got a conductivity reading of 435 and a total Diesel cell reading of 210. We'll record that on our data sheet.
They're measuring those two indicators, conductivity and total dissolved solids, because if they rise dramatically, that means the stream's probably contaminated with fracking wastewater. Right now, high-volume hydraulic fracturing still hasn't come to this watershed. Laufer and Cronin are collecting baseline data as part of the Sierra Club's Water Sentinels program. Their goal is to collect a year's worth of readings before any wells are drilled nearby.
We want to be able to say to them, this stream always looked like this before you came, and now it looks like this. There's no precedent for that.
If their monitoring shows raised levels from drilling, they'll send samples for detailed testing to a lab. One place that does testing is the Community Science Institute. It's an Ithaca nonprofit that has started water monitoring efforts in advance of fracking in the Southern Tier. The Institute is training volunteers in the five counties that are likely to see drilling first. Becky Bowen is the Institute's outreach coordinator. She says volunteers are looking for the more subtle signs of pollution from drilling.
Catastrophes are not really hard to spot. You know, we know when there's been an explosion or a big spill. You know, we don't need volunteers to monitor for that. You know, we know when that happens.
At the Sierra Club, Jessica Helm says the monitoring that volunteers can do is impossible for the Department of Environmental Conservation to keep up with.
The DEC, if it were working at perfect capacity, it still wouldn't be able to cover all of the watersheds we have in New York State.
And the DEC appears to be working at far from perfect capacity. The agency's staff has lost a fifth of its workers since 2008. Also, according to a report by the environmental group Earthworks, the agency's travel budgets have been cut, and three-quarters of the state's existing wells go uninspected each year. For volunteers like Kathy Cronin, that history is not a good omen for how the DEC might handle hydrofracking.
And I'm not sure what they need to do. I just know that they need to do more.
So volunteers like Cronin and Laufer will continue visiting their streams every month, if and when fracking comes to New York. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.